This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, how are you on this Friday?
I'm well on this beautiful Friday.
Well, let's talk first about Walmart. Some announcements this week, including a revision of the number of small format stores they plan to open in the future.
Yes, they're doubling the number from a rough estimate of about 150 up to about 300 that they're going to open. And, you know, you don't have to be a retail genius to understand in their last fiscal year, their smaller store formats had comparable sales of increases of around 4%, whereas their traditional stores, their supercenters, their comparable store sales were negative. So if you're Walmart and you have, you know, and you're going to invest a lot of money in building new stores, where are you going to put that money? So, I mean, it's obvious they decided, let's put more of that money where we're getting more of a return. And that it's not that simple. Obviously, there are other factors. But when you looked at their earnings report, and then you saw the announcement of the more smaller store formats, it was not a surprise. Their fiscal year was not... It was not one of their better years, but they still made $16 billion. So no one should feel sorry for Walmart and its shareholders.
There was a poll this month that indicates something that we kind of know about Arkansas voters, but reinforces the fact that Arkansas voters are tough to categorize. Something of an independent streak.
Yes, they are tough to categorize, and they're even what's interesting is they're even tough to categorize when they categorize themselves. And what I mean by that is the poll that we pushed out on the City Wire that was conducted by Impact Management Group out of Little Rock. And let's look at one number, and this is a telling, or two numbers. It's 39% of those surveyed self-identified as Democrats. But then later on, a question was asked, if, without mentioning a name, if you're voting in the congressional election today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate? And 43%, the majority in this case, said they would vote for the Republican candidate. So think about that. 39% they identify as Democrats, but then 43% said they'd vote for the Republican candidate. So if that doesn't give you an idea of how independent they are and how they're willing to switch their votes, nothing will. So that was an interesting number. And what the polls also showed us is that, President Obama, his ratings have never been strong in Arkansas. We saw that in 2010. We saw it in 2012. And the question was, is that dislike going to be as intense in 2014? Well, it looks like it is. It doesn't look like that has waned any. So that's going to make it tough for Democrats on the ballot. And look, I don't care if you're running for constable, and if you're running as a Democrat, they're going to try to label, oh, yeah, he's running for constable under the same banner as President Obama. I mean, it's going to be that bad in the cycle.
So if you're Mike Ross or Mark Pryor or James Lee Witt, what do you do to try to attract the self-identified Democrats back to your name on the ballot?
Well, you do everything you can to run away from the national party, number one. And, you know, Mark Pryor has done that several times. He came out and was very clear with his opposition to some of Obama's policies recently. Mike Ross, running for governor, has done everything he can to associate with Mike Beebe, the popular current governor. So, and you have Ross talking about how he was one of the yellow dog. The Blue Dog Democrats in Congress, conservative streak. That's what you do. You separate yourself from the national party and find some of those conservative values that those independents in Arkansas appreciate, and you try to move toward those.
Finally, the city of Fort Smith this week decided not to pursue fines against Whirlpool.
Yes, this is, Kyle, this has been an interesting development. There's a law firm out of Illinois said, hey, we figured out a way we think we can go after Whirlpool and get some money for their pollution. You remember there's a TCE, it's a cancer-causing chemical, has been found around Whirlpool's Fort Smith plant, the plant that they shuttered. And so, this firm decided that, hey, we can sue them, and they approached the board. The issue was, it's not going to cost the city of Fort Smith anything, and if we recover any money, you get a third or a certain percentage of it. What the board eventually decided, it was a 5-2 vote to not accept, not to partner with this law firm. What the board eventually decided is, look, we're concerned that it could harm existing litigation that area residents have, civil litigation against Whirlpool. We're concerned that, you know, it could cause Whirlpool to maybe act in a way with respect to that building that wouldn't be in the best long-term interest of Fort Smith. So it's been an interesting issue. It does speak to the level of frustration, maybe even animosity, that some in Fort Smith still have toward Whirlpool.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. He is traveling across northwest Arkansas this Friday. Be safe.
I will try. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you next Friday.
Uh-huh.